Hickory dickory dock. Two mice ran up the clock. The clock struck one, and the other one yelled, "You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norris."
Transcribed from Hollywood, Norge, a division of BorgWarner, originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators, manufacturers of America's most modern automatic and wringer washers, gas and electric ranges, water heaters and home freezers. Norge presents The Red Skelton Show. Skelton, David Rose, and his orchestra, the Smith Twins, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Evelyn Eaton will be me, Rod O'Connor. And now here's MGM's young comic, Red Skelton. Yeah,
young comic.
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, Red, I saw you down the Beachcombers restaurant with a big gang of people.
Oh, yeah.
You must have an account there, Red. I noticed when they brought the check, you just signed your name on it.
That wasn't my name. I took one look at the check and wrote, "Which way to the dishes?"
Well, tell me, what were you celebrating?
Well, it wasn't a party. I was there as one of Don's guests.
Well, that must have been fun. You know, he's known for his fine drinks.
Oh, yes. Yeah. 6 glasses of coconut milk, and it comes from contented coconut.
Did you ever have a zombie?
Oh, yeah, the other night. And it's the last time I ever go out with a blind date.
No. Red, a zombie's not a girl.
You're telling me?
I don't understand. See, a zombie is a drink.
I guess you're right. This girl was all wet anyway.
Did you have any of Don's Chinese food?
I ate so much Chinese food, I went home and did my own laundry.
I read in the paper they're going to take an island near Honolulu and make it into a paradise for millionaires. You know, a rich man's heaven, they'll call it.
Oh, I go to Catalina myself. The poor man's purgatory.
Wouldn't you like to be a millionaire, Red?
Yeah, I've had enough money to afford it. Here's a play
you want. Hawaii must be a beautiful place.
Oh, yeah.
They say you can pick pineapples right by the road.
Oh, yes. My uncle managed a pineapple packing plant until he made a mistake and canned him. Yeah. Now he's living off of the dole. Hey, what else do you know about Hawaii?
Well, I know they have a firecracker tree, and when the blossoms open, they explode.
No wonder so many of the sailors come back from the islands married.
What do you mean?
Well, a fellow takes his girl, and he sits under a tree, and he says, "Papa thinks we'd be a nice couple," and just then the tree starts to blossom.
And now the Smith Twins sing Alabama Jubilee.
Mandolin, violin, hear the banjo tuning up the sun begin. Come this way, don't delay. Better hurry, honey dear, or you'll be missing. You'll be sweet, bright time sweet. Don't wet to your head and tickle to your feet. It's a reminder, a memory finder, a night out in old Alabama. You ought to see Deacon Jones when he rattles the phone. Old Parson Brown fooling round like a clown. And your mama, who was past 83, shouting on full of pep.
Honey loves your step.
And one legged Joe danced around on his toe. Threw away his clutch and hollered, "Let her go." Hail, hail, the gang's on you for an Alabama Jubilee. I'm Alabama bound.
about a funny bone. You ought to see Deacon Jones when he rattles a bone. Old Parson Brown fooling around like a clown. And your mama who was past 83. Jumped on full of pep. What she said. One-legged Joe danced around on his toes.
Threw away your such an honor. Let her go.
Hail the game from here for an hour.
You've often heard the saying, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Well, you know, Norge originated self-defrosting refrigerators over 12 years ago, and actually they're mighty proud of the trend they started. But Norge hasn't stood still. Have you seen the new Norge Jet self-defroster? Here's automatic defrosting really perfected. This new Norge melts frost so fast, even ice cream stays solid in the big cross-top freezer. And it defrosts itself every night, whether you're at home or out of town. Because, you see, Norge Jet defrosting doesn't depend on how often you open the refrigerator door. And it's so clean and tidy. No hidden drain pipes to clog or corrode in a Norge. You'll find many self-defrosting refrigerators on the market now. Some of them good. But why not see the fastest and finest? The one made by the world's largest manufacturer of self-defrosting refrigerators. Why not see the Norge Jet self-defroster? For you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Tonight, the stories from our Skelton scrapbook of satire are about Hawaii. Chapter 1, Flying to Hawaii.
Attention, please. Hawaiian Clipper loading at gate 5.
Well, that's me.
Now, you cable me as soon as you arrive at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel.
Yes, I'm sorry. I can't take you and the children.
I understand, dear. You need the rest away from us.
Yes, I've got to get where it's peaceful and quiet.
Step aside, folks. Step aside. We're in a hurry.
Watch your manners, Junior.
Yeah, you know, I've never been on a plane before. This has been quite an experience for the pilot, that is.
Oh, my. I hope that little loudmouth isn't on this clipper.
Hey, Mummy, why are we going away?
Because your father and I both need a vacation, but we can't take one at the same time. So I'm going to Hawaii with you.
Oh, Papa's getting his vacation first, huh?
Clipper loading
at your fire. There's that plane, Junior.
Let's take the train to Hawaii. I'm afraid of planes.
Oh, airplanes are safe, dear.
Not with me on them. You know how they say, flight 7 over the field.
Yes.
Well, with me aboard, they say, flight 7's all over the field. You like that one, Mummy?
Oh, no. My. A lot of rest I'm going to get.
Now, dear, maybe it won't be so bad.
Well, I'll just have to make the best of it.
Hey, mister, where are you bag?
I've already checked them in.
Good, and you can carry ours.
Junior!
I'll be glad to help you with your... What have you got in this thing?
Well, he sure is weak, boy. He's getting bull-legged up in a minute. Look like a pair of pliers, don't he? He run real fast. He look like an egg beater. Hey, careful. The lock ain't too good on that one. Oh. He dropped it.
Look what fell out. A crowbar, slingshot, junior atomic set, brass knuckles, blowgun for 22 millimeter peas.
Why did you bring all those things?
Well, why idle away my moments on your plane? Goodness, I always think ahead, you know.
Oh, my. I wonder how long it would take me to walk to Hawaii.
Don't get upset, dear. He's just a child.
That is not a child. That's a hot foot with legs.
Hot foot and legs.
Goodbye, my dear.
Oh, come on, boy. Oh, boy. Isn't this a nice airplane?
Now, will you stop patting it and come on? The plane is ready and the passengers are all in and fastening their seatbelts.
Oh, boy, I feel sorry for them. There's no way they can get away from me now.
You're
Where are your feet, madam?
Oh? Well, thank you. Are you a whack?
No, I'm the stewardess, and I'm going to take care of you, because I like nice little boys.
I was right. He's your what? You know, I like this, you know.
Now, fasten your seatbelt.
Yeah. You know, I got to be careful because I fastened my belt once before, you know. And then when we got off with the plane, they said, unfasten your seatbelt. So I unfastened my seatbelt, and I was never so embarrassed in all my life. I came down that gangplank, and my pants were half man. Now, boy, it's... Boy, it sure feels light after that ball and chain I wear at home, don't it?
Julia, you shouldn't say things like that. You know that isn't true.
And here's some chewing gum for your ears.
Some chewing gum for my ear? Well, tell me, isn't that pretty messy? Nuts. A whole can of nuts. Is it real gum?
Yes, regular gum.
Oh, you mean the kind just for chewing?
Yes.
What kind of flavor is it?
Peppermint.
Peppermint, huh?
Yes.
I'd rather have some bubble gum.
No, Junior, now, stop it.
Oh, boy, we're taking off. We're taking off.
Back in your seat.
Yes, yes, by all means.
Hey, look out the window.
No,
look out the window.
Just sit still.
We're going up. We're going up. Now we're going to the right. We bank into the left. Now we're banking to the right again. Now we're doing a tail spin. Oh, engine trouble.
No.
No trouble.
Good heavens.
We're swirling. Stand by for the crash.
Hold on a minute, Junior.
Our number has been called.
No, just the pilot. We happen to be alone.
Please, please, calm yourself.
Where are the parachutes?
Oh, yes, Kyle, hurry with them. Please, you folks are disturbing the other passengers.
You ain't heard nothing. Wait till the takeoff.
Yes. Takeoff? Aren't we in the air?
No, they're just warming up the motors.
And I got a feeling I'm going to get my motor warmed up.
Junior, why do you do things like that?
Stewardess, get my coat. I'm getting off.
You can't now. The plane is moving.
Oh, let him get off, Sporty. What's the matter? Don't you like me, Sporty?
Certainly. I like all children.
Like that?
I like all children.
Answer my question.
Stop annoying that nice man.
Oh, I should have stayed at home.
Don't worry, sir. I'll do my best to keep the child from disturbing you.
Thank you. And if there's an inquiry, I'll gladly testify that he wasn't pushed off the plane, that he jumped.
Well, this guy really needs rest, don't he? Hey, how are you going to keep me quiet?
I don't know. How would you like to get up in the cockpit with a pilot and see what makes the plane fly?
Me? Up there?
Yes.
You do realize what you're saying.
Certainly.
Mm-hmm. You're the real natural-born sport. Well, let's go, let's go.
All right, Junior, now remember, don't touch anything.
Oh, trust the old soul.
Oh, you wouldn't do anything wrong. I'm convinced of that.
Yeah, I wish you convinced me.
Captain Gus, look what we have aboard.
Well, howdy, fella.
Howdy, Captain.
Well, where'd you get the red hair?
What's that?
I said, where did you get that red hair?
It came with the body. It's a birthday present, if you must.
Well, then why are you going to Hawaii? You going to ride the surfboards?
No, I'm going to go see my uncle. He's a cowboy. He's got one of the biggest ranches in Hawaii.
Do they have cow ranches in Hawaii?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, the largest in the world.
Largest in the world.
This kid is smart.
Meow.
You know what a luau is?
You mean when you bury a pig full of red-hot rocks and then cover it with banana leaves and yams?
Yes.
No, but I know what a barbecue is.
Well, tell me, do you like planes?
Well, I don't know much about them. Say, what's that wheel that the pilot's holding there?
That's the controls. Do you want to fly the plane?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's all right. I have the automatic pilot on.
Yeah, but not on me. You just explain to me how it works, John.
Well, you see, if I pull it this way, it goes up. If I pull it this way, it goes down.
Well, what happened if you push it this way?
Well, how about that? We backed up sideways.
Curtis, you better get him out of here.
I'll take him back to his mother.
Well, look at all the passengers doing fancy tricks. Hey, Mommy, teach me to stand on my head like that guy.
Now, get in the seat and go to sleep.
Oh, all right.
Oh, wake up, Junior. Look out the window. There's the Hawaiian Islands.
Where?
Look.
Oh, look. Look at that. A beach surrounded by tourists.
And there's Pearl Harbor, and there's a sugar cane field on fire.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I'm up here, boy. You can't blame me, boy. That will ruin all the sugar, won't it?
Oh, now, they always burn a sugar cane field before they harvest it. It removes the leaves.
Oh, so that's how we get brown sugar, huh?
Now, fasten your safety.
We're going to miss you around here. That's all right. We all got to go sooner or later.
Fasten your safety belt, please.
In Honolulu, at which hotel are you staying?
Why, at the Royal Hawaiian.
Good. Then I shall stay at the Moana.
Boy, is he a sour puss. Think I could curdle milk at 20 places. Hey, why don't you stay where we die?
I will not. I came to Hawaii to get away from children. I can't stand their asking questions and noisy games.
Well, for goodness sake, I must say that you let old age get a hold of you. Look, it's now choking the life out of you. If you can't stand to answer questions for widow kids, you can't be very much concerned about the future. And if you don't like their noise, you just forgot how to play. People who forgot how to play are the ones that's getting old. Now you look at my mummy. She don't look like a day over 65. And she can remember when the Big Dipper was just a little drinking cup.
Oh, Junior, that's enough.
You know, I've been thinking. The boy is right about keeping young.
I'm afraid he is.
Yes. As soon as we land, I think I'll send for my wife and kids.
Well, call them children. We don't like to be called kids. Bah!
That's a good idea, too. And thank you, little man, for giving me such good advice. You are a good boy.
Oh! I give you some better advice. While I still have my teeth, don't pat me on the head.
Now you're going to get it.
Oh, oh, do, do, do it. Stop it, stop it, stop it!
Dave Rose and the orchestra play Irish Washerwoman. Thank you. now for our weekly homemaker hint from Jane Masters, co-director of the Norge Home Economics Department.
This is a homely little hint, but it works. After you've been peeling onions, rub fresh parsley over your fingers to kill the onion odor. Or if you have no parsley, use celery.
Parsley and celery remind me of the wonderful vegetable crisper in the new Norge Jet Self Defroster. It's a whopper with movable dividers so you can section it off to suit yourself.
Rod, suit yourself really describes the whole arrangement of this new Norge refrigerator.
That's right. A shelf you can raise or lower or take out entirely. Another shelf with a lift-out section. Why, you can even suit yourself about how you keep butter. The butter bank gives you a choice of four spreadable temperatures. Nothing's been overlooked to make this new Norge convenient for you. From built-in bottle opener to a meat keeper deep enough for a roast. And best of all, fast self-defrosting. The new Norge Jet self-defroster models are at your dealers now. And you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Chapter 2, I Will Never Forget Hawaii.
Well, here I am again. And so we say farewell to the little island.
Boy, what a blizzard outside. Sure is cold. Yeah, I'm used to this kind of weather, though I used to live in Florida.
I wonder who that could be. Well, there's one way to find out. There's no use cheating, though. I've got to turn the page.
Well, howdy, clam.
Well, Daisy June. Come in out of the cold. Come in out of the cold.
Oh,
burr.
Sure cold in here, Clem. And no wonder. Why don't you light the stove?
Well, I've been trying to, but the darn metal just won't catch fire. What are you doing on a day like this, Daisy June?
Well, I went over to my sister's. She's got a new baby.
A new one? Well, she's already got 12. Seems kind of silly for her to get another. Why don't she get something that she really needs, you know? Or at least get a used one. Say, you sure smell good. Did you put some of that perfume on that I gave you?
Nope, I took it off.
Yes.
Oh, I see you got a letter.
Yes, I did.
Sure, it's on that table. Who's it from?
Same guy I get all my letters from. The mailman.
Did the mailman get through today?
No, it's been here for a year now. I just don't know how to find out what it is.
Well, open it and read it.
Oh, details again.
Give me the letter. I'll read it to you.
Okay.
Well, the letter is from Dr. Durant, Honolulu, Hawaii.
Yeah, he was the doctor in the Navy when I was in the Army. Met him on the boat.
Did he ever treat you for anything?
Very seldom. He had cured me of a bad case of gold brick, and he did that. I did like our trip to Hawaii. Oh, that was really fun.
Oh, really? Tell me about your trip. How'd you go over?
Well, I was a big success. That's too fast, sir. You didn't get that.
I mean, how did you travel?
Oh, troop ship, first class.
Now, come on, tell me about your trip, Clam.
Well, my first trip to the island was with Captain James Cook.
Oh, now, wait just a minute there. He discovered the island in 1778. Now, don't lie. You tell me the truth.
All right, I'll tell you the truth. I've been lying about my age. Yeah, well, anyhow, we left this port of embarkation, and we got aboard.
Gee, with all your buddies, that must have been something. The way soldiers understand each other.
Oh, yes, soldiers, sailors, and marines. There's nothing like getting a shipload of about 25,000 soldiers to bring you together, you know.
Sailors and marines.
Yeah, two meals a day. Hey, all the way.
Yes, sir. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. But I wish I had.
Did you get seasick, Clem?
Well, only on the boat.
I'll tell you about it. It was about my third day out. And boy, was it hot. I think the trade winds were having a fire sale at the time. Well, I was aboard this ship.
Howdy, soldier.
Howdy, howdy. Nice seeing you there, mate.
Care for a game of cards?
No.
Poker, blackjack,
no.
Dice? I got a roulette wheel in my barracks bag, if you're interested.
No thanks, Lieutenant. My mother told me never to gamble. That's right after she lost.
How'd she lose?
Hmm?
How did she lose?
I was born. She spent 6 months knitting a pair of pink booties, and then when I came along, she had to throw them away.
Because it was pink?
No, because it had toes on both ends of my feet.
Hey.
Hmm?
What are all these soldiers looking at all day long?
Just water.
That's right. They still keep looking.
Yep.
You ever seen so much water before?
No, I haven't. And that ain't nothing. You're just looking at the top of it. Water, water, water. This is about the first thing I ever got enough of. You know?
Hey, have you been seasick yet?
Oh, no, no, I'm...
You ain't been seasick? You mean to tell me you always look like that? Well, wait till you eat chow. That'll make you seasick.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think I'll get seasick.
Feel that?
Okay.
A steady roll of the ship.
Sure.
True. Forward and aft. Feel it?
Yeah, I do kind of feel it now that you call my attention to it.
Oh, don't let it get you.
Yeah.
You know, think of your home. Think of your girl.
Yeah, my girl. Now I'm even sicker. What do you think? Let's sit down on the deck, huh? I don't feel so good.
Oh, I snap out of it. Only 10 more days of this and we land.
So who cares?
I think you'd better go to sick bay.
Not me, boy. The last time I reported to the doctors, they sounded taps and tried to dump me overboard.
This is Rod O'Connor saying, remember, in refrigerators, home freezers, gas and electric ranges, washers and water heaters, everything Norge makes right. Take time out this week to go to your Norge dealers and see the Norge Jet Self Defroster, the newest and finest refrigerator in the famous Norge line. Find out how smart it would be to trade in your old refrigerator on this beautiful, super convenient new Norge. See how much extra room it gives you. See how much time and trouble it saves you by defrosting automatically every night in mere minutes. Yes, see the new Norge Jet Self Defroster soon. And now until next week...
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and reminding you that you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.